It's your morning team show on WSGW. It's 7:39. It is Great Lakes Loons baseball time this Tuesday morning. Yep, on Tuesday mornings following the 7:30 news. Always look forward to a good conversation with Tyler Kring, the assistant GM of business development with the Great Lakes Loons, who's with us every single Tuesday. Okay, so you weren't here last week, but you're back this week. We appreciate you joining us here, Tyler.
Except when he goes on vacation and whatnot. Yeah, absolutely.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, and it's hard to believe vacation's now. We were talking off the air. We have the great Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational this week in Midland, so a lot of our staff will be out there at that event this week enjoying it. So, yeah, it's a good 2.5 weeks of a break before we get into the onslaught that is the end of the year. We only have 3 homestands left this year, which is hard to believe, but that's still 26 games or something like that. It's a 9-game homestand, a 6-game, and then a 12-game to end the year. So not out of the woods yet, but we're getting there. It's hard to believe that summer's almost over.
Since we last talked with Loons on the Road, the Loons actually, something happened for
they
the
lost.
Loons. Yeah, they lost a series.
A lot, yeah.
I mean, for the first time since the end of May, they actually lost a series.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good run.
It's a very good run. I mean, you have to it's easy in the moment to be like, oh, no, like, they're bad. That's not the case.
Not even close.
Not even close. I mean, you're not going to go on the streak of winning 19 out of 20 games like they did to finish the first half every week. And we're in the point of the year where guys are deservingly getting called up. Kyle Hurt, one of our best pitcher, got called up to Double-A Tulsa. Johnny DeLuca, arguably our best hitting infielder, got called up to Double-A Tulsa. And so now the Loons are kind of in this, not rebuilding phase, but it happens every time, and I would say this happens for every team in minor league baseball. You have guys that performed really well in the first half of the year. They're getting the well-deserved call-ups, and then you're going to rebuild and reload for the second half of the year because we'll get guys from high eight or low eight Rancho moving up, getting called up because they deserve it. And then the MLB draft is right around the corner. We'll get draft picks. And then the trade deadline is right around the corner. And so we'll either receive guys, hopefully don't lose too many guys, because the Dodgers are certainly, I would say, buyers in the moment, because they can certainly make a run at the World Series again. But yeah, the Loons by no means are out of it. Take the month of July to regroup, relax, and rebuild, and then we'll get into August and make that run at the championship.
And, of course, we know whatever happens anyway. The Loons have officially made the playoffs, and that's one of the exciting things since we last talked. If you go to loons.com, front and center, playoff tickets.
Playoffs. Yes, I was getting razzed on some other radio stations yesterday morning how I said 3 weeks ago there's no chance they're making the playoffs, but at that point they were 8.5 games out with 15 to go, and I said it would take a lot to go our way. But not only are they in the playoffs, they have secured home field advantage, which is awesome. So being the first half division winner, they get home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs. That's the semifinal round. And then the home field advantage for the championship series alternates between the East and the West division every other year. Loons are in the East division. This is an East division year. So it's 2 3-game series, and we'll host game 2 and game 3 of both series if needed and if the Loons make it that far.
And simply right now, if you go to loons.com, you can purchase those tickets. Again, you don't know the teams, but you know dates.
We know dates, yep. So first round, the first round would be game 2 of the 3-game series. September 15th will be the first game that we host. And then game 3, if necessary, would be September 16th. Again, it's a 3-game series. A team only needs to win 2 games out of the 3. So if the Loons were to win games 1 and 2, we wouldn't play game 3. It's not needed. And then the championship round, game 2 of that 3-game series would be September 20th at Dow Diamond. And then game 3, again, if necessary, would be September 21st. Single game tickets for the first game we know we are playing for sure September 15th are on sale now. They went on sale yesterday. But if folks want to lock in their tickets for all 4 potential playoff games, they can. We do have a playoff ticket package available, so you'd lock in your seats for all 4 games. And then any money that potentially isn't used because we didn't play that game or Loons got eliminated or whatnot, that would just roll over in the fans' ticket account to be used for 2023. So, 2 great options for seeing the Loons in the playoffs in September.
As much as we still want you to go see the Loons in the regular season, as you said.
Absolutely.
Still time to do that.
Absolutely.
I was talking to a couple of listeners, and maybe we should explain that, this is this, and we talked about this before, this instance of the Loons seemingly gone for the entire month of July.
Right.
just the way the schedule worked out, you had two back-to-back road series, then again the All-Star. I mean, that's just, it's minor league scheduling.
It's just a fluke of the schedule. It's the same way where you look and see that the Loons are home, play 18 games and 24 games at home to finish the season or to finish the month of August. Our last homestand in August is 12 games and 13 days.
Yeah, you actually get a back-to-back homestand.
We get a back-to-back homestand. And the next one coming up, actually next week, is a 9-game homestand. So the All-Star break is Monday through Thursday. Then we're home Friday through Sunday to make up those 3 days. And then we have a full homestand after that. So it's actually a 9-game homestand we're coming into. It's how it works. They're 6-game series. So it's a back-to-back road trip. And then on top of the MLB All-Star break, which is also the minor league baseball All-Star break, it's just how it worked out. It's fluky. Probably won't happen next year. You know, could the Loons have a back-to-back road trip next year? Yeah, probably in all likelihood they would, where they'd be out of town for 2 weeks. But yeah, this 18-19 day stretch of no games is definitely a fluke in the middle of July. So,
but don't worry, it all works out in the end.
It all works out. We all play 66 home games barring any rainouts. Don't worry. Yep, everyone's in it for the long haul. So,
one of the exciting things that will happen, we'll jump ahead to that homestand, is there was a special announcement. I mean, as special as all the Loons games are, a special honor for Terry Collins.
For Terry Collins, yes. So not many folks, maybe folks, this audience is probably pretty big baseball fans and knows of Terry Collins, but for folks who don't know, Terry Collins is a Midland native, went to Midland High School back in the 50s or 60s, don't quote me quite on this one, but ended up pursuing a career in Major League Baseball, was a player for a time, but is probably most well known for being the manager of the New York Mets. He took the Mets to a World Series in the 2000s. That's what Terry's most well known for. But he's tied to the Loons in a very significant way. So when the Loons were purchased and were relocating to Midland, Terry was actually in the player development department for the Dodgers at the time. And so when it came time for searching for an affiliate, as the story goes, there are multiple people in Midland still connected to Terry, just being friends growing up and being from the area, and said, hey, there's a minor league team coming to Midland. Now it's your time to get that affiliation, like bring the Dodgers to town. So Terry, in along with Bill Stavropoulos and Tommy Lasorda, made the Dodgers partnership happened back in 2006, and here we are in 2022, and we've only ever been a Dodgers partner. So, yep, on July 23rd, we will be honoring Terry. He'll be at the ballpark. We'll be dedicating a portion of the stadium to him, not to reveal it yet. But yeah, it's going to be very exciting. It's definitely a lesser-known piece of Loons history and the unique tie to Midland, but the Loons, and particularly the Dodgers relationship, would not exist without Terry, and how that's transpired over his career and his lifetime.
Well, I think it's a great move for the Loons, who have always been very tied to the community in the first place.
Absolutely.
And you've already answered the question I was going to ask. So exactly what is going to happen? So just an area of the stadium is going to be dedicated. It'll be unveiled.
It will be unveiled. Yep.
Understood.
Yep. It will be he will forever have a permanent fixture within the ball. Not necessarily a fixture. I'm not saying it's a statue or anything like that. But there will be a permanent part of the ballpark that's dedicated to Terry and will tell his story. And then forever onwards, you know, there'll be like, you know, the 42 is for Jackie Robinson. The 47 is for the Dow 47 building, which was on the original site of Dow Diamond. The 2 is for Tommy. And then this is for Terry. And it tells the full circle story. And to dedicate it to Loon's 15th season makes it all the more special. So,
and continuing kind of, again, since the Loons are on the road still, we can talk about a couple other things besides what's happening this week with Loons baseball. Mm-hmm. The continued ties to the community is how Dow Diamond serves. In this last week, Dow Diamond was serving as the site for that baseball all-star game, the high school stars that came out, those seniors.
Yeah. The ballpark, although not with Loons baseball, is certainly active and alive. So we had the high school all-star game. We've had it for a number of years now at the ballpark, so it's always a special moment for kids who have really dedicated their time and their energy to honing the craft of baseball, at least in the high school level at this point, to get the opportunity to play on a big stage or a bigger stage like Dow Diamond on a professional baseball field, and that's always special for them. we had a wedding on Saturday night for a few hundred people in the ballpark. And then this week we obviously have the Midlands Farmers Market on Wednesdays and Saturdays as always. But we're also serving as one of the parking lots for the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. So although the team is out of town, it's never a dull moment at Dow Diamond. Many folks don't know, but we actually host twice as many non-Loons events at Dow Diamond as we do Loons games. So, you know, Loons games are certainly the bulk of our business when you talk attendees and revenue and everything like that. But if you're talking sheer dates where the ballpark's busy, non-Loons things going on dwarfs the number of Loons games that we have. Yeah.
I mean, I know you hadn't. I just realized it was twice as many.
We do upwards of like 150 non-Loons events a year. Now, a lot of them are the vast majority are private. Vast majority are private. You know, we'll have some public events coming up, like we have the Great Lakes Bay Beer Festival coming up in August in a few weeks. But we do 30 weddings a year. We'll do 20 Christmas parties in December. Really anything you would go to, a hotel, conference, banquet room, you know, we can do the same thing. And we've hosted two events at the same time before. We've done two proms at the same time before for a smaller high school in the club level and a bigger high school on the concourse. So yeah, there's a ton of things that go on in the ballpark. Anything you would go to a hotel for, we can do the same thing, except provide you a place to sleep. We don't do that.
But the diverse Dow Diamond.
Very diverse.
Well, you wouldn't want to sleep if you're at Dow Diamond anyway. There's too much stuff going on.
Too much stuff going on. You wouldn't get a wink of sleep.
We'll direct it to loons.com next week when Tyler's in. We'll talk more about what's happening because the Loons will be getting back and getting ready for a homestand as part of the All-Star break is playing out.
For sure.
But loons.com, as always, dive in. It's Loons baseball time all the time.
24/7.